Welcome to the Fightful Select Weekender Podcast. Today is Sunday, March 10th, 2024. I'm Steven Jensen. Hope you had a great week and a great weekend. Had a big combat sports weekend. A bunch of pro wrestling. Also had a Friday night Anthony Joshua. Devastating knockout of Francis Ngannou in boxing. Also had UFC 299 last night on my brother's birthday. Happy birthday to my brother Brian, my best friend in the world. So that was March 9th last night. It was fun to watch the show with my brother and my stepbrother. So huge combat sports weekend, a lot of pro wrestling shows that I'm going to go through today and give you the results for right here on the show as well. So a lot to talk about on today's show, but I'm recording this late on Sunday night because this is right after GCW So Much Fun, and that's the name of the show. I had fun watching it, but that's also the name of the show. So that's the reason this is a late night episode of the Weekender, just because, you know, the show just happened for GCW. I wanted to include that in the results today, so I'm recording, you know, the Weekender now. So I'm going to go through the topics and we'll jump right into it. On this edition of the Weekender, we have results for GCW Ashes to Ashes and GCW So Much Fun. Got results for JCW March Madness. Technically March Madness, because it's two Z's at the end. But the way that I'll do the results for those today is GCW Ashes to Ashes was last night. And then JCW March Madness was this afternoon. And then So Much Fun for GCW was tonight. So I'll do GCW, then JCW, then back to GCW, so it's chronological and makes a little more sense. And then we got a bunch of results for WXW. I'm going to do my best to do this whole episode in my normal one-hour time, so I'll do my best to give, you know, all the results for WXW. They had 5 shows in the span of, like, 3 days. We had Inner Circle 15, 16 Karat Gold, We Love Wrestling Wildcard Edition, Ambition 15, and We Love Wrestling, the March 10th edition. So, a lot of WXW results on the show today. Got Beyond Wrestling's Shamrock Slam results for y'all. The show has not aired, to my knowledge, anywhere, but I do have the results for you right here today. We have results for NXT Level Up, results for Glory Pro Ascend, episode 26, and then we'll wrap up with Ring of Honor Honor Club spoilers. So, a lot to talk about on today's episode of the Weekender. Mostly we got results, and then we also have some spoilers starting the show. I'll make sure to give y'all timestamps when I'm going to start reading the spoilers if you want to remain spoiler-free. So that said, let's jump right into the first set of results, starting off with GCW. This is Game Changer Wrestling's Ashes to Ashes. Show took place last night at the time of this recording out of Atlantic City, New Jersey at the Showboat Hotel. And this is available on Triller Plus, Triller TV Plus, the former Fight Plus. So jump over there. I'm not endorsed or sponsored to tell you to sign up, but you get a ton of value over there, in my opinion. GCW shows that we're going to cover today, both right there available on the platform. Then there was a bunch of other pro wrestling. There was CZW this weekend, which is the only company, to my knowledge, that's still somehow getting away with, they somehow have an agreement to live stream, I believe, on both Triller TV Plus and IWTV, which is so strange how CZW is like the one that got the loophole there. And that caused so many problems. For people who don't know, years ago, there was this massive lawsuit between GCW and IWTV. And without getting into the nitty gritty, and I don't know all the ins and outs of it, and I'm friends with people on both sides. So, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, basically, to make a very long story short, GCW agreed to be exclusive to IWTV. They basically just started running their own events anyways and using their own platforms. IWTV obviously didn't like that because they were exclusive. And I think one of the big points of contention was the 24-hour live stream that GCW did. That I think they called it Fight Forever when they did 24 hours straight. And that was on their own YouTube channel, if I remember correctly, on the Game Changer Wrestling YouTube. And anyway, to make a very long story short, the lawsuit was eventually settled, and then GCW had a settlement series on IWTV that were a bunch of, like, throwaway GCW shows that really had nothing at all to do with Game Changer Wrestling. They were just done to fulfill the you know, settlement, like, literally. So, anyways, it's just funny how CZW, which is, like, one of the most controversial companies, like, ever in pro wrestling, how, like, they're the ones who are getting, you know, the double streaming somehow on the two major platforms I don't get it. I haven't like looked into it or anything really, and I could be totally wrong, but I'm almost positive that the last few events CZW has had on both platforms. That said, we're here right now to talk about GCW, Ashes to Ashes. These are the results. Started off with a GCW Extreme Title 6-Way Scramble match, where Maki Ito defeats Alex Zane, Broski Jimmy, Jack Cartwheel, Marcus Mathers, and former champion going into the match, Joey Janela. So Maki Ito, the new Extreme Champion. The way this goes down is Ito hits a satellite DDT onto Marcus Mathers and pins him for the 1-2-3. I expected this to happen, not necessarily Ito to win, but I expected them to take the Extreme Championship off of Janela, because I thought it was really clear that he'll be getting a shot at the GCW Championship against, you know, we'll get to that because the title was defended earlier today. But I heavily assumed that it was going to be Joey Janela versus Blake Christian at Spring Break. I've been talking about that week after week right here on The Weekender. I've been talking about it on the Spotlight as well. So, and we get confirmation of that as well too, which I'll get to all of that. There's a lot of GCW, JCW results that we're going to talk about here. So, that said, I figured one of two things would happen. Either Janela would drop the Extreme title before challenging Blake Christian for the world title, or Janela would unify the Extreme title with the world title. They're going to go the route of keeping the Extreme Championship around. I loved Cole Radrick's run with that title, and it's a lot of the reason is because I'm such a fan of the Ratty Daddy, but there's really no point in this Extreme Championship when you already have, well, you know, we haven't seen a ton of the Ultra Violent Championship lately, and that's probably because of Rina Yamashita's availability, I'd assume, because she's the longtime Ultra Violent Champion for GCW. But, that said, I mean, maybe that's kind of makes sense, I guess, the Extreme title being around a little bit more while the Ultra Violent Championship isn't. But that said, like, you really don't need both of those titles if they're both going to be active. And that's just nitpicking, really, at the end of the day, because I'm a fan of Maki Ito. I don't want to downplay the fact that she won this championship. I'm a fan of hers. MDK, the cutest in the world. You know, good for her. She's super over with the crowd. And like I said, I when this match was announced and it was a scramble match for the Extreme title, I immediately figured Joey Janela was dropping this title. And it's pretty cool to see Maki Ito be the one to get it. After that, we had the GCW tag team titles on the line. It was Violence is Forever, Dominic Greene and Kevin Q defending and retaining over Dark Sheik and Sawyer Wreck. The finish of this one was kind of like a new variation of the Chasing the Dragon that I actually like a lot better, because it's different and it actually looks a little more brutal in my opinion. Basically, with this version of the move, instead of doing a Chasing the Dragon that would normally be like a brain buster and kind of like a jumping kick combo, you had Greeny putting Sawyer Wreck in a Fisherman Buster and Kevin Q hitting just like a straight super kick to the head on the way down. And they did this through a door, so it was, you know, extra brutal. So I just wrote down like a Fisherman Buster super kick Chasing the Dragon through a door onto Sawyer Wreck for the 1-2-3. VIF is still the GCW Tag Team Champions. After that, we had Los Macisos, Ciclope, and Miedo Extremo, as well as Oni El Bendito. They defeat the team of Hunter Drake, Mr. Danger, and Teriyaki. The finish of this one was Miedo hitting a really nasty awesome bomb. Like, basically, they all called it an awesome bomb on commentary. It was like an outsider's edge or like a razor's edge from the inside of the ring to the outside through a door onto a Hunter Drake, which looked really, really nasty. And then inside the ring, Oni hits a shooting star press onto Teriyaki for the 1-2-3. So, just crazy, crazy match. I'm a fan of all six of these guys, but you know, the three on the side that aren't like the quote unquote GCW regulars just yet, they're getting more exposure. But like Hunter Drake, Mr. Danger, and Teriyaki, Mr. Danger and Teriyaki are both Atlanta guys. We've interviewed Teriyaki and Hunter Drake actually on the Spotlight. Myself and Jeremy over on the main Fightful channel, if you ever want to check that out. Mr. Danger, I'd love to talk to you sometime soon. He's an Atlanta guy that has really gotten on my radar massively in like recent months. But yeah, Hunter Drake recently lost the New South Championship to Braden Toon. I don't have Haas tournament results here because that show still hasn't aired yet. But eventually, once that airs, I'll talk about the Haas tournament, more with Hunter Drake losing the title to Braden Toon and Richard Holiday winning that whole Haas tournament. But that said, big fan of everyone involved in the six-man match. After that, we had Danhausen over Charles Mason, who had Perro on his, in his corner. Danhausen gets the win after hitting a go-to-sleep for the 1-2-3. I had this on my... So while this show was going on, I had one screen in my living room on GCW, the other one on UFC, and my stepbrother, who like rarely watches anything that has to do with wrestling, was watching, you know, GCW on the other screen, you know. And so he looked over and saw the whole like Danhausen using teeth thing, and he thought it was kind of a trip, you know. I think he liked it. Like he was entertained by the whole thing, but it was very, very confusing for, as I explained to him, kind of Danhausen and the way he uses teeth as a weapon. Because I don't know how many of y'all have heard the explanation, but Danhausen claims that he uses teeth as a weapon because he's just adding teeth to more teeth, so like it isn't considered a foreign object. Like if he's putting teeth in your mouth, you already have teeth in your mouth. Then that's his logic behind it. So it's just pretty funny. That said, Danhausen once again go to sleep on Charles Mason 1-2-3. After that, we had John Wayne Murdoch over Brandon Kirk. The finish of this one was a brainbuster through a door that was set up in the corner off the ropes, with a kick out at two from Kirk, followed up by a cactus pile driver for the 1-2-3. After the match, JWM picks up Kirk and shakes his hand and then kicks him right in the dick. This leads to Casey Catall coming out to the ring. That's setting up Casey versus JWM for the next GCW set of results that we've got. After that, we had Microman over Tony Deppen. Microman is super over with GCW. He had two really, really good showings on both of these shows. And he's done really well on MLW. You know, we cover the MLW results here on the Weekender, and Microman was a really consistent part of that show for quite a while. The finish of this one was Microman hitting a running double stomp, followed up by a Vader bomb off the middle rope for the 1-2-3. So Microman picks up the win over Tony Deppen. After that, we had Blake Christian and Shane Mercer over the Garbage Daddies, Cole Radrick and Alec Price, in a tag team match. The finish here was Mercer picking up Price and hitting a jumping tombstone pile driver, followed up by Blake Christian hitting a springboard 450 for the 1-2-3. As much as I love the Garbage Daddies, they need to get some W's. We'll talk more about that, you know, in future weeks. But, you know, one of my favorite tag teams, because they're two of my favorite just wrestlers and two of my favorite humans in all of, you know, wrestling. I love Price and Cole Radrick. Got to get some W's soon, though. But it was an L, you know, to the current GCW champion and his, basically his bodyguard, who in his own right is a fantastic professional wrestler. Shane Mercer is still really slept on, in my opinion. Pound for pound, he's one of the strongest guys in the wrestling world. You know, not just strong and athletic. I mean, that moonsault and battery, some of the people I've seen him hit that on is just completely insane. After that, we had Effie over Mance Warner in an Atlantic City strap match. This one was brutal and violent and what it needed to be, considering how intense this feud between these two former friends has been. The finish here, the best way I can kind of describe it in a nutshell, is basically Mance Warner's unloading chair shots to the back of Effie, just chair shot over and over and over. Somewhat reminiscent almost like WrestleMania 17 main event, where it's just, you know, Austin just unloading chair shots on The Rock just endlessly. And after this happens, Warner goes and he grabs a power drill and uses it on Effie. So, like, you know, power drill to the dome of Effie, which is just insane, psychopath stuff. As this is happening, Dark Sheik, Alley Catch, Cole Radrick, and Alec Price all come out to save Effie. And Allie hits the pussy pile driver. Eventually, Effie and like all of his friends are surrounding Mance, and Effie is just hitting him with the strap, just whipping him with that strap until Mance just isn't moving. And then kind of like gets to his feet. Effie hits a sack rider 1-2-3. Effie finally gets a big win here over Mance Warner in their feud. After that, we had Abdullah Kobayashi over Matt Tremont in a death match. the finish here was, and I'm going to do my best to do these kind of matches justice, because the death matches we got this weekend are pretty insane. But basically the finish of this one is Kobayashi throws a group of light tubes into the head of Tremont, and then takes a giant rake, which, you know, had they like replaced the actual like fingers of the rake with light tubes, and he just hits Tremont in the head, and all of these tubes break over his head, and then he hits a jumping elbow on the ground to the heart of Matt Tremont. 1-2-3, Kobayashi gets the win. After that, we had the main event of the show, another death match. This was Nick Gage with Dewey Donovan in his corner over Ryuji Ito. The finish of this one was Gage hitting a second rope cactus pile driver through a glass pane onto the deathmatch dragon for the 1-2-3. After the match, they put each other over and they shake hands to close the show. So that was GCW's Ashes to Ashes. That was on Saturday night. That leads us into Sunday afternoon for JCW March Madness 2024. This is available for free on the Game Changer Wrestling YouTube channel, and it also took place out of Atlantic City, New Jersey, from the Showboat Hotel. These are the results. The show is completely for free, by the way, if you want to watch this over on GCW YouTube. We had Broski Jimmy over CPA. Finish of this one was Jimmy throwing CPA into the corner, and the referees like stuck in the corner. Jimmy used this opportunity to hit a low blow from behind and follows up with the radio silence for the 1-2-3. Broski Jimmy at this point has fully embraced being a heel and just learning the ways of Matt Cardona and Seth DeLander as an actual part of Deathmatch royalty. The transformation has been pretty cool to watch as like from a character standpoint, because eventually Jimmy, of course, will turn back and he'll be even more over than he ever was as just Jimmy F. and Lloyd. But I really like these layers, and I really like where this has all gone with the whole Deathmatch royalty Jimmy Lloyd thing, Broski Jimmy. After that, we had Brett Waters over David Goldie. The finish of this one was the American Water Torture, which is like, it's like an STF with like an abdominal stretch for the submission, for the tap out win. So Brett Waters, and I like the play on words with the, you know, his last name is Waters, his finisher is the American Water Torture. That said, he gets a submission win over David Goldie, who the two of them, I believe, have like a history of like teaming together and stuff. I don't know a ton about the two of them, but I hope to see more of them. I think they have a history of like, you know, teaming and wrestling each other. After that, we had Charlie Tiger over Mecca. The finish of this one was a deadlift release Dr. Bomb by Tiger, followed up by his Tiger Clock 47, which is like, I call it the Ode to Luigi, because I remember Kurt Stallion used to do like a version of this move, but it's like a running headbutt, but it's like head-to-head running, like, it's really hard to explain if you don't know what I'm talking about, but it's a head-to-head running headbutt for the 1-2-3. After that, we had the main event, the team of Midas Black and Jay Lyon, over the tag team of Hunter Drake and Rico Gonzalez. The Heartbreak Killers, the other member of the Heartbreak Killers would be Brogan Finley, who is now, of course, signed to WWE, and has a new name now of, I believe it's Uriah Connor, I think. So, obviously good to see Brogan doing his thing in the WWE. I've said literally since the first time I saw him, which was literally his, like, third or fifth match in front of human beings years ago, I was like, this guy's going to be a TV wrestling star, and I knew he was Fit Finley's son and David Finley's brother, and it was, like, just a matter of time. And things happened really quick for him, and I'm really happy because he's super talented. That said, the main event gets the win over Drake and Gonzalez in this one. The finish is, I always forget the name of their finisher, I'm so bad at remembering it, but it's like the 3D X Factor. So instead of like coming down in a cutter, it comes down in an X Factor for the 1-2-3. After that, we had Mr. Danger over Teriyaki in a battle of two guys that I know from ATL, two of the best Atlanta-based wrestlers in the game right now, in my opinion. Mr. Danger gets the win over Teriyaki when he reverses a Little Dipper attempt into the Obliteration 450, which is his version of, like, most people when they hit a 450 splash, people are, like, really close to the ropes. Danger can soar, like, halfway across the ring and hit a 450. It looks really impressive. So, Obliteration 450 from Mr. Danger. He picks up the win here over Teriyaki. And then the main event of the show, we have the JCW Championship on the line. Masha Slamovich defends and retains over Marcus Mathers. This was Masha Slamovich's first title defense of the GCW title on a GCW show since winning the J Cup. She has defended once so far on GCW television. First JCW defense, though. But second JCW title defense, if that all makes sense. The finish here was Slamovich reverses an awful waffle attempt, hits a roundhouse kick, followed up by a White Knight driver for the 1-2-3. After the match, Blake Christian comes out, and he, of course, is the GCW champion. They're setting up a match for the results I'm about to give you that happened earlier tonight. But JCW March Madness closes with Blake Christian and Masha Slamovich. Christian holding up his GCW championship, Slamovich holding up her JCW championship, and they're face-to-face, you know, staring each other down in the middle of the ring. So once again, that show is available. That's JCW March Madness, and it's available for free on the Game Changer Wrestling YouTube channel. Moving on, got more GCW results. This is GCW So Much Fun 2024. This show happened just like an hour or so ago, and it's also available on Triller TV Plus. Also took place from the Showboat Hotel in Atlantic City, New Jersey, and these are the results. Show started off with a 7-person scramble match. We had Oni El Bendito defeating Braden Toon, Marcus Mathers, Rico Gonzalez, Hunter Drake, Tony Deppen, and Teriyaki. The finish of this one was Oni hitting a top rope Asahi moonsault to the outside and taking everyone out except for Rico Gonzalez, who is still in the ring. Gets in the ring, puts down Rico, hits a frog splash off the top rope, 1-2-3. Oni El Bendito gets the win in the opener for the 7-person scramble. After that, we had Rich and Powerful, which was the team of Richard Holiday and it was supposed to be Charles Mason, but it wound up being Richard Holiday and Perro defeating the team of the Garbage Daddies, Cole Radrick and Alec Price. Once again, more L's for the Garbage Daddies, but there's been a long-term story that's been going on between Rich and Powerful and the Garbage Daddies, which I'd imagine will culminate at spring break. So, like, the Garbage Daddies will eventually get a big win, or someone's going to turn on someone, or something's going to happen, but this is all going to be leading somewhere, all these L's the Garbage Daddies are building up, but also the long-term story that's been playing out between Holiday, Mason, Perro, and Radrick and Price, and everyone involved there. That said, the finish of this match basically happens when Perro grabs a ref during a pinfall attempt. The Garbage Daddies almost get the win, but Perro, you know, grabs a ref, slides him out of the ring. This leads to the Garbage Daddies hitting a high-low onto Perro and, like, taking him out. Perro is on the outside of the ring, and Alec Price jumps. He does a dive, so, he's trying to take out Perro, but Perro catches him, slams him on the ring apron, and he's, like, beating up Alec Price on the outside. This gets the attention of Cole Radrick, who gets distracted because his tag team partner is getting beat up on the outside, and it leads to Richard Holiday hitting a low blow from behind, and then hitting a 2008 onto Cole Radrick for the 1-2-3. So Rich and Powerful get the win over the Garbage Daddies. But like I said, this definitely isn't over between these guys. After that, we had Broski Jimmy Lloyd over Alex Zane. The finish of this one was basically like Jimmy Lloyd grabs the ref, and while the ref's, being held by Jimmy and looking at him, Jimmy kicks backwards right into the dick of Alex Zane. So a backwards dick kick to Zane while the ref is being grabbed, followed up by a victory roll for the 1-2-3. After the match, Broski Jimmy keeps beating down Alex Zane, and Nick Wayne comes out for the save, which was a little strange only because Nick Wayne cuts this promo on Jimmy about how, like, Jimmy is brainwashed and Jimmy isn't the guy that we all remember and this isn't the real Jimmy. But I get that, like, GCW's universe is totally separate from AEW's, but he's, like, describing himself on AEW television under Christian's kind of power, if that makes sense. So it was, like, really weird how they're, like, totally ignoring that, and, like, he's just, like, a babyface in GCW, and he's talking about how Jimmy Lloyd has lost his way, and he's been, you know, misled, and he's, you know, delusional now and all this stuff. It's like, yeah, but that's, like, literally what's happening to you on national television. But that all said, they're setting up Nick Wayne versus Broski Jimmy Which I believe is happening March 24th or something like that later this month at I can't remember the name of the event, but it's gonna be a good show. GCW's got they got some good events coming up this month, but I want to say it's like right around like March 20 something. They're gonna be wrestling each other. Next match we had was we had Joey Janela over Jack Cartwheel. The finish of that one was Janela hitting a package pile driver for the 1-2-3. We'll talk more about Janela here in just a second, but really good match between Janela and Cartwheel. One of the highlights of this match was the referee hitting a cartwheel, and Jack Cartwheel really enjoyed that, as did the crowd. Joey Janela once again, package pile driver as he heads into potential title match, which I'll get to in a second. After that, we had Microman over Brandon Kirk. At one point during this match, Brandon Kirk hit a psycho driver onto a bunch of open chairs that looked like they'd absolutely killed Microman, and Microman kicked out at two, which, like, I get pro wrestling is, like, it is what it is. It's all entertainment value. Microman's super over. I don't really have a problem with this personally. Like, Microman, like, he's great. He's so little, but he really can work. It's really impressive in a lot of ways, in my opinion. But the way that Brandon Kirk should have just killed him with that psycho driver he kicked out was pretty wild, but the fans went nuts for it. The finish of this one is Microman, basically a Big Vin comes out and helps Microman set up a ladder. Microman jumps off like the third rung of this little ladder. It's a tadpole splash, 1-2-3. Microman goes 2-for-2 this weekend for GCW. After that, we had Blake Christian over Masha Slamovich to retain the GCW World title. The finish of this one was awesome. Basically, Masha and Mercer wind up, like, fighting on the ladder, and a lot of stuff winds up happening, but it'd take too long for me to kind of go through everything. But basically, at the end of this, Slamovich is up on the ladder, Blake gets up there with her, and I believe Mercer hit Masha in the back with a chair. And so Masha's like vulnerable on the top of the ladder. Blake locks in a Texas Cloverleaf, like with like similar kind of to like when Jericho did it to Benoit back in the day, but really, really brutal looking. And it was like through the rungs of the ladder, and it forced Slamovich to tap out. So, basically just a Texas Cloverleaf, like, on top, like in the middle of a ladder, towards the top of the ladder, like through the rung. It's really, really brutal for the submission win. Blake Christian, still the GCW champion. After the match, Joey Janela comes out for the save and officially makes the challenge. It will be Joey Janela versus Blake Christian for the GCW World title at Joey Janela's Spring Break. I do expect Joey Janela to win the title on that show. I've said before that I could see a scenario, because Mance Warner has the guaranteed title shot whenever he wants it from winning the Rumble this year. It's really similar to how Blake got the title, which I don't necessarily like, because we've gone through, I mean, probably close to 300 days now of Blake Christian being the champion. Definitely over 200, probably closer to 300. And he's had a great title run, really, when you think about it. He's had almost 40 title defenses since winning the championship. And he's honestly doing the best work of his career in a lot of ways right now. Like, he's totally different now than the all-heart Blake Christian that got signed to the WWE and then was Trey Baxter on 205 Live and, you know, all that. And even when he came back, just like a totally different guy now. But I like his current look with kind of like he's growing his hair out just a little bit now, doing the mustache, new ring gear, this really slimy attitude, the heavy with Shane Mercer. I feel like it's all just now really coming together for Blake as the GCW champion, which is really cool to see the transformation and it working so well while he can continue to be one of the best in-ring workers in the world, in my opinion. The guy's just a super athlete. But my prediction is Janela is going to beat Blake Christian for the title, and then Mance Warner is going to come out, and Mance is going to wrestle Effie, I think, at Spring Break, or they'll do maybe Mance and Nick Gage, potentially. They kind of teased that tonight, but I feel like that'll happen before Spring Break. but I think they'll do, this is just my guess, I think they'll do Effie versus Mance Warner in like their final last, just the blow off of their feud, and Effie's gonna win earlier in the night. But at the end of the show, Joey Janela wins the championship. The place is celebrating. It's his show. It's Joey Janela's spring break. He's the champion. It's kind of similar to like when Tommy Dreamer finally won the ECW World Championship. And then Mance Warner comes out just covered in blood from earlier in the night. And just, you know, he winds up pretty much doing nothing and pinning Janela to win the championship. That's, excuse me, that's my prediction of how I think this will go down. But I also think, just regardless, I think Joey Janela is going to win the championship at spring break. After that, we had Casey Catall making her in-ring and GCW return. She's been out since, like, I want to say, like, July of last year. She comes back and she defeats John Wayne Murdoch. This was awesome. This was a great death match. Casey Catall is one of the best deathmatch wrestlers in the world. John Wayne Murdoch, for most people's money, is the best deathmatch wrestler in the world, or always in that conversation. The finish of this one was absolutely incredible. Basically, Casey gets up on like a forklift, like it gets raised really high up in the air, almost to like the top of this little building that they're in. And John Wayne Murdoch is laid out on a door in between some chairs. And Brandon Kirk came out, put a glass, there's a glass pane already on JWM. He comes out, Brandon Kirk that is, and lights the glass pane on fire. Casey Catall comes out. For people that don't know, Casey Catall and Brandon Kirk are married. So Casey Catall jumps. It's hard because I want to call her Casey Kirk because she also goes by that. But Casey comes off the forklift and hits this elbow drop with a chair through the flaming glass and the door and everything. Just absolutely wild, wild move. Loved seeing it. This was an awesome visual. And Ref Shiny Shoes gets back in the ring, counts the 1-2-3. Casey Catall with the win over JWM. Welcome back to GCW, Casey. Love to see it. After that, we had, it was Thrussey, the team of Alley Catch, Dark Sheik, and Effie, taking on Maki Death Kill, the team of Maki Ito, Matt Tremont, and The King, Nick Gage. Finish of this one was a no contest because Mance Warner came out and attacked Effie with a screwdriver. So this is obviously not over between the two of them. And like I said, I think that they'll have a blow off at spring break. And that also prompted Nick Gage to call out, because he wasn't happy that Mance, you know, made the match stop for the DQ. So Nick Gage wants Mance Warner one-on-one. And then the main event of the show, we had Abdullah Kobayashi and Ryuji Ito over Los Macisos, Ciclope, and Mato Extremo in a tag team match. The finish here was Ito splashing Mato through some doors on the outside to take both of them out of the match. And then inside the ring, Ciclope misses a top rope tube salt, basically a moonsault holding a bundle of light tubes. After Kobayashi moves out of the way, Kobayashi throws some bundles of tubes to the head and hits Ciclope with a bunch of light tubes. And as this is happening, his pants fall down. It's like a combination of like his pants falling down and like just being like ripped. And then he eventually just like, he has like a couple layers on. And by the end of this match, he's just in his underwear, and he hits a jumping elbow to the heart of Ciclope. So Kobayashi pins Ciclope, and Kobayashi and Ito win the main event of GCW. So much fun. That event was so much fun. The whole GCW and JCW weekend was so much fun. You can watch So Much Fun over on Triller TV Plus. Moving on, I got results for WXW. So we got a lot of results for this company today. This is West Side Extreme Wrestling. There was a lot of wrestlers that we talk about fairly often from the U.S. and really from all over the place. But, you know, more specifically, you know, American wrestlers that we talk about really often here on this show from various independent companies, especially here in the Southeast, because, you know, I live in the Southeast and I cover some of those promotions here on the Weekender. So really cool to see a lot of names, familiar faces, and some legends and stuff mixed in as well. Former WWE talents. I mean, a star-studded, super stacked 5-show, 3-day run for WXW. I'd be here for the next few hours if I went, you know, finish by finish through all these. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to recommend y'all check these out over on the WXW, you know, streaming platforms. And they've put some free matches over on their YouTube channel if you want to check that out as well. But I'm going to give you all the results, all the winners and losers of all 5 of these shows for WXW right now. We're going to start off with WXW's Inner Circle 15. This show took place on the 7th, so on March 7th. And these shows all were airing, you know, like afternoon time, morning time, and stuff like that here over in the U.S. For the most part, I think most of them were like morning, afternoon shows. So really cool seeing like these results popping up and starting to see pictures coming through and then checking out the matches on, you know, over on the like, streaming platforms and stuff. So really, really big, big weekend for WXW, a company that's been around for a really long time. So we had Inner Circle 15, Jane Newman over Nick Schreier, Oscar over Mark Empire, Anil Merrick over Ryan Clancy, Shigehiro Ide over Tatsuya Hanami, Shigehiro Ide and Tatsuya Hanami over Danny Frey and Derek Neal. We had Mozazuki Jr. over Griffin McCoy, Anita Vaughn over Jane Nero, Peter Tahini over Jacob Crane, and Uriah Blum and Yoshi over One Called Manders and Thomas Shire. I haven't seen Thomas Shire in a minute, but where's Thomas Shire? I'm going to pull up his cage match. I haven't seen Thomas Shire in forever, it feels like. For a while, he was making some appearances in like the Southeast and stuff. Mainly like the Illinois area, out in Illinois, stuff like that. St. Louis Anarchy, that makes sense. We don't cover a ton of anarchy on the show here, but I should get more of those results kind of mixed in, because I've always liked St. Louis Anarchy, SLA, really good company. And I talk Glory Pro really often here on the show from that same area. But, that name caught my eye, because, I mean, there's people on the show alone, you know, we talk about Jade Newman all the time, Francie Ryan Clancy's on a lot of the results, Shigehiro Ide, Derek Neal's on a lot of the results, Griffin McCoy was, you know, heavily involved with the J-Cup, One Called Manders, all these people are guys, you know, we've interviewed on the Spotlight as well. So, Thomas Shire, though, man, I feel like I hadn't seen that name in a while, but he's been doing his thing in SLA, it's good to see that. After that, we got results for 16 Karat Gold. This is this was a 2-day show, an event and tournament. So I'll just put all the results together here. So this is the 2 shows of 16 Karat Gold 2024. We had Mochizuki Jr. over Anita Vaughn, Jacob Crane, and Nick Schreier in an alternate 4-way dance. So they're in if anybody has to get out of the tournament. We had One Called Manders over Luke Jacobs. We had Aja Blanc over Leo Rush. Stephanie Mays over Icarus. Lawrence Roman over Oscar. Mike DeVicio over Gringo Loco. We had a non-tournament match. It was a 3-way for the WXW Shotgun title. We had Levaniel over The Rotation and Maggot. This was a title change because Rotation came in as the champion. Back to first round matches, we had Masato Tanaka over Elijah Blum, which is Masato Tanaka, absolute legend. Just when I brought up the awesome bomb earlier that Hunter Drake took from Mito Extremo on Ashes to Ashes for GCW, obviously the first person I think of taking a move like that is Masato Tanaka. Absolute legend. Great to see him in this tournament. We had Peter Tiani over El Hijo del Dr. Wagner Jr. Gets one by count out. And then we had Michael Oku over Joseph Fenich Jr. After that, we had more of these tournament results from the next day. On the pre-show, we had Baby Allison over Rachel Armstrong. Then back to Blanc over DeVicio. We had Manders over Stephanie Mays. In our four-way match, we had Leo Rush over Gringo Loco, Fenix Jr., and Rotation. We had the WXW World Tag Team titles on the line in a three-way match. Dennis Dolnig and Hector Invictus defend and retain their titles over Anil Merrick and Tristan Archer, as well as Rot Unflot. It's hard to say. We had another quarterfinal match. Lawrence Roman defeats Masato Tanaka. We had a tag team gauntlet match. Axel Tischer, who y'all may remember as Alexander Wolf in WWE, Axel Tischer and Fast Time Moodoo defeat Anita Vaughn and Oscar and Io del Dr. Wagner Jr., along with Galento del Mal, and Aaron Insane and Maggot, and Alex Duke and Norman Harris, as well as Luke Jacobs and Yoshi. Excuse me. So that was a big tag team gauntlet, a lot of teams in that one. We had Tiani over Michael Oku, and then for the WXW Unified World title, we had Robert Dreisker defend and retain over Shikihiro Ide. Moving on to We Love Wrestling Wildcard Edition, we had Landon Hale over Stephen Wolf, Channing Thomas over Ryan Clancy, a four-way where Red Scorpion defeated Avatar, Dominic Fisher, and Golden Boy Santos. We had Sapphire Reed over Rachel Armstrong, Mark Empire over Derek Neal, Travis Williams over Liam Slater, and the three-way dance, Griff McCoy defeats Deshaun Pratt and Miles Hawkins. After that, we had Ambition 15, which is a one-night tournament. First-round matches, we had Axel Tischer over Jaden Newman, Matt Mikowski over Patrick Bork, Luke Jacobs over Jay Joshua, Thomas Shire over Mochizuki Jr. We had a tag team, the team of Icarus and Lawrence Roman over Liam Slater and Oscar. Then to the semifinals, we had Axel Tischer over Matt Mikowski and Thomas Shire over Luke Jacobs. We had a super fight where Bobby Guns defeated Fast Time Moodoo. And the main event, we had the finals of Ambition 15's tournament where Axel Tischer defeated Thomas Shire. So congratulations to Axel Tischer for winning that tournament. Next set of results, we have a 16-karat gold, 2024. Pre-show was Thomas Shire defeating Luke Jacobs. Then we had the 16-karat gold semifinals, Lawrence Roman over One Called Manders, and Peter Tiani over Angel Block. We had KXS, the team of Axel Tischer and Fast Time Moodoo, over Anita Vaughn and Oscar in a tag team match. An ECW Rules tag team match, which I absolutely love, that just brought up the history of Masato Tanaka. We had Masato Tanaka and Nick Schreier over Amboss, the team of Icarus and Robert Dreisker. After that, we had Michael Oku over Leo Rush in an absolute banger. We had a Lucha Rules 8-man tag match. Iho del Wagner Jr., Dr. Wagner Jr., Galeno del Mar, and Gringo Loco, and Yoshi all defeat Dennis Dolnig, Hector Invictus, Mike DiVincenzo, and Shikihiro Ide. In the main event of the 16-karat gold tournament, the finals, Lawrence Roman defeats Peter Tiani. Lawrence Roman is the winner of the 16-karat gold tournament. And then the last set of results we got for WXW this week is We Love Wrestling. This show was from March 10th, and these are the results. We had Nick Schreier over Travis Williams, Anita Vaughn and Oscar over Alex Duke and Norman Harris, The Rotation over Jaden Newman, the WXW Shotgun title on the line, LaVanuel defends and retains over Jacob Crane. Sapphire Reed defeats Julia. We had the WXW Academy title on the line in a four-way match, where Mark Empire defeats Axel Fox, Danny Frey, and Tetsuya Hanami. Hanami was the champion going in, so Mark Empire is your new champion. We had Aaron Insane over Griffin McCoy. We had an 8-person match where Anil Merrick, Baby Allison, Joseph Fenech, and Tristan Archer defeat Jane Nero, Liam Slater, Ryan Clancy, and Zaritis. And the main event of the show, we had Tommy Guns over Mochizuki Jr. So those are all the results for the last 3 days of WXW, 5 shows. You can check them out on the streaming platforms for WXW, and some of the matches, like I said, are available for free on their YouTube channel. Next up, got some results for Beyond Wrestling's Shamrock Slam. This show took place from Boston, Massachusetts, in the Harpoon Brewery on March 8th, 2024. This show has not aired anywhere, to my knowledge, and I do not know where it's going to air. A lot of Beyond Wrestling stuff is available on IWTV. If you want to check out the IWTV platform, use code FIGHTTALK, F-I-G-H-T-T-A-L-K. All is one word, no spaces. If you use that promo code, it just lets the platform know that I've sent you their way. Appreciate when you use that code. That said, because I do not know when or where this event's going to air, I'm just going to give you all the results right now. We've got Dan Barry over Ray Jazz. An IWTV Independent Wrestling rolled the title number one contender Battle Royal, where the winner gets a shot later in the show at IWTV Champion Cruel. The winner is Ichiban, who defeats BRG, Brother Greatness, CPA, Danny Miles, Desmond Cole, Gabriel Sky, Gal, Hammer Tunis, Jermaine Marbury, LSG, Lucas Chase, Matt Quay, Mike Walker, Pedro Donas, Ricky Smokes, Sammy Diaz, Steve Stetson, and Vinny Taloa. We had an 8-man tag team match where Big Business, the team of Brad Hollister, Julio Cruz, TJ Crawford, and Victor Chase, defeat the main event combination of Jay Lyon and Midas Black, as well as the Shook Crew, Bobby Orlando, and Bryce Donovan. After that, we had a 6-person tag team match where Ally Catch, Kennedy Hardcastle, and Notorious Mimi defeated Ava Everett and the Bratz. We had Sydney Bacabala and Teddy Goods over Love Doug in a 2-on-1 handicap match. We had Megan Bain over Joey Janela. We had the IWTV Independent Wrestling World Tag Team titles on the line. Miracle Generation, the team of Kylan King and Dustin Waller, defend and retain over MXM, Mansoor and Mason Madden, the former WWE duo that y'all remember as the male models. We had Chris Statlander over Aaron Rourke, Rex Lawless and Willow Nightingale over Bronson and Gabby Forza. We had the IWTV Independent Wrestling World Championship on the line. Cruel defends and retains over Ichiban, who won the title shot earlier in the night in that Battle Royal. In the main event of the show, we had Alec Price over Matt Cardona, who had Jay George, Mark Sterling, and VSK in his corner. So, huge W for the prize, Alec Price. Moving on, got results for NXT Level Up. This show aired on March 8th. It's available over on Hulu. That's where I watch it. I believe it's available on Peacock as well. And this was the regular kind of format for the show this week, where we had 3 matches as well as a quick interview segment. Show started off with Scripps along with Lucian Price and Bronco Nima in his corner. They defeat Dion Lennox. This is Dion's return to Level Up after injury. He had a broken nose. Part of his kind of gimmick, and I believe it's like a real kind of life story thing that he's brought over into wrestling. But he wears glasses to the ring as a reminder, because he was bullied for a kid for his glasses. He was bullied as a kid rather when he would wear glasses. So he still wears them to the ring as like a reminder of that, and uses that as extra motivation in his matches. So, that all said, Dion Lennox loses his return match. Scripps defeats him. The finish here was Lennox going for a fireman's carry, and while that's happening, Scripps wrenches at his arm, his injured arm, like that had been worked on throughout the match. So Lennox just can't hold Scripps up, and then Scripps throws Lennox arm first into the turnbuckles, and then hits his round-off cutter for the 1-2-3. After that, we had Carmen Petrovic. In an interview segment, Petrovic basically just talks about how confident she is, and she knows that she's wrestling Izzy Dame on tonight's show, but that Kiana James will be with Izzy, and it'll probably be like a 2-on-1 type situation. And Carmen basically says that she's confident that she could handle both of them, and that she's dealt with, you know, having to beat opponents that are larger than her whole life. So she's not intimidated going into this matchup with Dame, even though the odds are stacked against her. That match is up next. Izzy Dame does defeat Carmen Petrovic. The finish here was actually really, really good. like psychology-wise, and like I've never really seen a finish exactly like this. have to give a lot of credit where it's due. I don't know who came up with this or if it just naturally happened so perfect. But basically, Petrovic is going for like a trouble in paradise, and Dame's like kind of like on a knee. And Dame lays down on her back, so Petrovic lands shin on shin right on top of Dame. So basically, Dame blocks a trouble in paradise with her shins and then hits a Z-quil for the 1-2-3, which is basically like a it's like a fireman's carry into a flapjack for the 1-2-3. So really, really good finish. Like, super simple, but I was actually really impressed with, like, it was such a small thing, but I thought it came across really well. And once again, I've never really seen a finish done like that before, and it happened on Level Up. I mean, this is just another reason to watch these shows. I say it all the time. I know it sounds like a broken record, but, like, I thoroughly enjoy Level Up for what it is, because I go into it with the right mindset, and I occasionally see gems like that. And the main event of the show, we had Tavian Heights over Dante Chen. The finish here was Heights running at Chen. Chen basically going for, like, it was almost like a running belly-to-belly, but it was technically a counter. It's really hard to explain, but for all intents and purposes, Tavian Heights is a running, he runs the ropes and then grabs Chen and hits a belly-to-belly, almost as like one fluid motion. Really nice. 1-2-3. After the match, Tavian Heights and Dante Chen shake hands and hug, and that is the end of their rivalry. All right, moving on. Got results for Glory Pro Wrestling. This is Ascend episode 26. These are results that we have talked about previously, because this would have been taped probably in like December or January, but we're getting caught up now on episode 26. This is available as of March 3rd for free over on the Glory Pro YouTube channel. So if you want to watch the show, go check it out for free. We had two matches this week. The first one was Lady Bird over Heather Reckless and Blair Onyx. The finish of this one was, after a pinfall was broken up by a moonsault, we had Lady Bird hitting a Swanton Bomb for the 1-2-3 to win the triple threat. The only other match we had on the show was a really good one. It was long, really, really well done. Two of the best workers in the world, in my opinion. We had the Crown of Glory Championship on the line. Champion Warhorse Jake Parnell defends and retains over Alex Zane. The best way I can kind of describe this finish is Warhorse reverses a taco driver attempt with a Saito suplex, goes up top and hits a top rope elbow drop, which puts away a lot of his opponents. Zane kicks out at 2. Right after that, Warhorse floats the kick out right into a crossface submission, but Alex Zane reverses that into a pinfall attempt. That basically leads into a rear naked choke attempt by Warhorse, and he almost chokes out Zane with the RNC. The referee drops Zane's arms twice, but he fights out of the third one. But as he's doing that, Parnell basically grabs the free arm and puts in a gable grip and does a gable grip choke, and this forces Alex Zane to pass out. So Warhorse and Parnell defends and retains over Alex Zane with a gable grip choke for the technical submission ref stoppage, chokes him out cold, submission victory. So Warhorse Jake Parnell is still the champion. After the match, Jake grabs the microphone and basically says that if he has to continue defending the title, even if it's against friends of his, then, you know, so be it. And that is the return of Danhausen. Danhausen comes out, who has a long history in Glory Pro Wrestling over the years since the company started back in like 2017 or so. I remember around that time Danhausen was doing a lot of indie shows, and that was before he was this version of Danhausen. Like, I remember Donovan Danhausen, he used to come out with like a railroad spike, and like he'd come out like a body bag, and he was way more of like a creepy evil character. Well, way before he was the very nice, very evil version that the world knows now. I actually remember him before he even was wearing face paint at all at one point. So the evolution of Danhausen to see has been pretty spectacular. For him to become one of like the most purchased like merchandise guys in the whole game is just really wild to see, but really really motivating as well to see somebody go from like a very small niche fan base to being so successful in so many ways and be on national television as he is and signed to AEW, of course. So very happy for Danhausen, and we are going to be getting Danhausen versus Warhorse in the near future. for the Crown of Glory Championship. So once again, that's Glory Pro Ascend Episode 26. It's available for free on the Glory Pro YouTube channel. Alright, moving on, got some spoilers for you. So spoiler alert. If you do not want Ring of Honor TV taping spoilers, go ahead and turn the show off right now. Otherwise, this is the last thing we're going to be covering. So, got the results right here for upcoming editions of Ring of Honor Television for Ring of Honor Honor Club. This took place out of Atlanta, Georgia. Technically out of Duluth, Georgia, from the Gas South Arena. This was March 7th. I was supposed to be live at the show, and I had the weirdest string of bad luck happen that day and that evening. That nothing serious, like, you know, nothing serious, everything's fine, but just the weirdest, like, back-to-back-to-back-to-back, just weirdest luck. And I just couldn't make the show that night. It was a mixture of miscommunication, work stuff, weather, travel, timing, just everything went wrong all at one time. Now, that said, I had friends at the show, and they were able to send me the results. And I was able to send those to Jeremy, who was able to put them on the Fightful website. So I was able to get all the spoilers up for you guys for Ring of Honor and for AEW Collision. AEW Collision taped on Thursday. That show is obviously aired by now. But shout out to my best friend, Michael Hughes. My best friend outside of my brother. My brother and Michael Hughes are my two best friends. Michael Hughes was at the show, and he made sure to send the results. So shout out to Michael for getting these over to us for Fightful. These are the spoilers for upcoming Ring of Honor Honor Club. We had the ROH TV title, the ROH Women's TV title tournament, I should say, match where Billy Starks defeats Diamante. We have Lee Johnson over Aaron Solo. Mercedes Martinez over Abaddon. Athena gets a win over someone. He was unable to identify the other person, so I apologize for that. It says that Athena wanted somebody to come out and challenge her for ROH Supercard of Honor. And Hikaru Shida answers the challenge, so we're going to get Shida versus Athena at Supercard of Honor. That'll be a great match. We had Top Flight, the team of Darius Martin, Dante Martin, and Action Andretti, over the Iron Savages of Bronson, Boulder, and Jack Jameson. We had Work Horsemen, the team of J.D. Drake and Anthony Henry, over Jacoby Watts and Nick Comorado. Lance Archer over Darian Begson. Shout out to Darian, the current TWE champion. We talked about him a lot last week. And Kiera Hogan over Robin Renegade, Lady Frost, and Layla Hirsch in a four-way women's match, is what I'm trying to say. We had Commander over Slim J, Jack Cartwheel, and A.R. Fox. A.R. Fox and Slim J are legends in the Atlanta area. And then I believe that this was not for... I don't know if this was a dark match or this was for Ring of Honor, but we had Orange Cassidy and Trent Barretta over Cole Carter and Griff Garrison. I believe it'll be on Ring of Honor, but he was unsure when they were announcing it, if it was like a special dark match. And we've also got the note that Serpentico and Angelico tried to attack Carter and Garrison after that match. So that's going to do it for this episode of the Fightful Select Weekender Podcast. I've been Steven Jensen. Make sure to follow me on X at @FightTalk_, @FightTalk_. Use code FightTalk and independentwrestling.tv and watch the Spotlight every Thursday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time on the main Fightful YouTube channel. We always have guests that we interview, whether they're wrestlers, promoters, other fans, YouTube creators, just people we're interested in the space. So we got a lot of great interviews for y'all coming up. I have interviews lined up for the next, over the next month, probably plus. If you missed it, the most recent interview we did was with Aaron Wade, who won the SCI Rumble last week. We talked about that on last week's Weekender a lot, and as well on the Spotlight. So if you want to know more about Aaron Wade, check out the interview myself and Jeremy did with him. It's available on the main YouTube channel. Just look for the Spotlight episodes, and boom, they're right there. The plan this week is to interview Scotty Riggs, who I'm sure a lot of y'all have noticed has made a massive life turnaround with the help of Diamond Dallas Page. And he's a guy that I'm really looking forward to catching up to, because whether he realizes it or not, he was really influential in my kind of where I'm at now as like a podcaster in a lot of ways. I interviewed him years ago, and it meant a lot to me, and it helped me out tremendously. I'm looking forward to catching up with Riggs and talking about his big turnaround, talking some football, talking some MMA, talking pro wrestling, of course. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to catching up with Riggs. That should be available for y'all this Thursday on the Spotlight on Fightful. So until then, until next weekend, enjoy some professional wrestling.